What the hell, wind? Okay, let's do this. This is really strange, actually. This is kind of weird. Now I feel hot. Okay, hello. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dubious Girls Committee. Oh, that's right. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm trying to avoid the wind. I'm in the trees here. I keep thinking I'm hearing something, so we need to go over there. All right, here's what you need to know. After a reasonable night, I got up fairly early. Watered the cat a few times, did all the usual morning stuff, eating waffles, drinking tea, blah-de-blah-blah. And I checked the weather by looking out the window, and it was a nice, bright, sunny day. No clouds, no rain, etc. And I'm trying to avoid wind now. But, yeah, there was no wind in my neighborhood. It was very still. All the flags were just draped on their poles. And so, yeah, we had to come outside, I thought. But then I checked the temperature. And it's like 5 degrees in one temperature on one thermometer, and it's 15 degrees on another thermometer at my house. There was that sound again. So it was very confusing, as you can imagine. But now that I'm actually outside, it all kind of makes some sort of sense because, yeah, the air temperature is cool. You like 10 degrees. Maybe a little bit less. But man, the sun is directly on me and beaten down, and I can actually, you know, I'm a little bit cool and chilly, but the back of my shoulders are like nice and warm, almost hot. So where am I? Well, I am in the back of Tranquility Park. I am far side. I'm as far as you can go north in Tranquility Park. And I'm walking along the creek. This is a little creek that is an outflow of a dam. That's a couple kilometers to my, what direction is that? West. Standing Bear Lake. Then drains. And it runs through this little creek and it goes to the big creek that is half a kilometer that way. We can see it. The Papio. You know, kind of where well, actually, that's where the beaver dam is. But anyway, this creek, this little tiny creek, is very loud today. Which means water's flowing. Which makes perfect sense because it's been a little bit rainy the last couple days. A little bit rainy, and therefore, we have flow. I thought it might be too muddy. I was a little bit wary of coming out here, thinking, oh, is it going to be muddy, or has it had enough time to dry out? And things are damp. The paths are damp. But they're not muddy. I'm not feeling anything sticking to my shoes. I'm just cruising around. Oh, and speaking of cruising around, I was driving around yesterday. What was I doing yesterday that I was driving around? I had to go to a place for a thing. What did I do? I don't remember, but I was driving up Military Avenue. in that curvy spot where the street is all curvy and goes whiz, whiz, and it's between those neighborhoods and blah blah blah. And I was sort of coming up to, I don't know if there's a creek or a ditch down, but there's this one spot, and there was something, oh yes, there was something on the sidewalk. And I said, is that a mati? Of course it's a mati. And I screamed, I see you, mati. And he turned around and he ran back into cover. I shouldn't do that. I keep outing marmots. I keep exposing them. And I go, dude, why are you calling attention to me? I'm trying to be stealth over here. Ah, sorry, mati pal. So I've seen 3 matis so far this year, which is pretty good. Now, where's the damn wind? Okay, yeah, this is where I can see down into the creek, and woo, this is the most water.